This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1879. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. Above all, the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded May 24th, Argentina, Azerbaijan, Bougainville, Brazil, Canada, China, Iran, Japan, Korea South, Laos, Mexico, New Zealand, Nigeria, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Slovakia, Tibet, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, the expanded RAI Argentina relay schedule via WRMI started May 23rd, more or less, but not exactly according to the schedule I gave last week. At 21 UT, German has replaced Radio Slovakia International on 11580. If you still want to hear Slovakia, it is at that time on Saturdays and Sundays only, and daily at midnight 30 UT on 5850 and 11580. Italian is scheduled at 22 UT, Monday through Friday, on 11580, but so far, on May 23rd and 22nd, we've only been hearing Spanish, which is also on 5950 and, for the past few weeks, has been on both frequencies. The Spanish hour at midnight UT on 7730 has yet to appear, allowing the variety of programming during that hour to continue at least for a while, including on May 23rd, World of Radio at midnight 30. The English hour at 01 UT, Tuesday through Saturday, continues on 9395 only. The second frequency apparently has not been activated, 11580. During that hour, it continues with a variety of WRMI programming. The Japanese hour at 06 UT is shown on the WRMI schedule as on both 5850 and 7730. However, on May 24th, it was only on 7730 with Brother Stare expanded on 5850. However, it seems to me that as early as 3 to 4 p.m. JST in the summer, neither frequency can be expected to propagate very well to Japan, especially the lower one. But of course, there's another Japanese broadcast later in the evening at 09 on 5850. The Portuguese hour to Brazil has been confirmed at 11 UT on 9955, but it's also on 9455, replacing World of Radio and various other programs during that hour on weekdays. At 13 UT has RAI in French on 11580, heard May 23rd, but no signal on the 24th. In any event, that replaces World of Radio and various other DX programs which had been running for only a week or two during that first half hour, and also replacing Ukraine's in English at 13:30. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports reception of ICTIMAI radio. I wish someone would explain how to pronounce that in what he calls broadband FM mode. May 20th, between 08:15 and 14:15 UT on 9676.9. It's under Azerbaijan and presumed to be from somewhere in or around that country. After 11 UT, there is interference from the China-Taiwan radio war on 9680. Last week, Ron Harrod reported that NBC Bougainville, Papua New Guinea, had reactivated on 3325, heard May 17th. And was also heard on May 18th until sign-off at 11:46, but clearly off the air the next 3 days at least. In the Radio Escudas group, Luis Shani Neto in Limeira, São Paulo, says that Radio RB2 now has a companion on its frequencies called Radio Evangelizar since May 19th, transmitting on 6040, the same frequency as RB2, both in Curitiba and part of the Catholic radio network. However, he is not hearing them on 9725. Well, it seems to me this must certainly be concerning one single transmitter, the RB2 transmitter also carrying this Radio Evangelizar station or program. The third frequency has been reported active by Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal, 11934.8. And oh yes, 6040 is actually way off frequency to the high side, 0.7, says Carlos Gonçalves. Heard that one at 2141. It seemed to me the higher frequency had been missing for a week or two, but on May 19th at 0550, I measured it on 11934.851. Trenton Military seems to be missing the call sign CHR with flight weather or Volmet on 15034 in the daytime and 6754 at night, upper sideband. I noticed on May 21st and 22nd I could not hear them on either frequency, and in fact they may have been gone for a few days before that. Still, random checks through May 24th, no sign of them. So what has happened to Trenton Military, which a lot of the time would merely say, no report received, over and over? Oh, I should explain that this refers to the Canadian Forces base in Ontario. The DX Info Center, however, says the transmitter location is at a place called Quinte West, Q-U-I-N-T-E. Christian Milling of Shortwave Service in Germany informs us of a very special broadcast concerning Radio Canada International. It's called Requiem for Radio. It's a one-hour performance involving a scale model of the RCI towers that make sound when touched. Essentially a 12-foot-tall, 50-foot-wide organ with three octaves, played by three musicians, with 18 speakers, 28 microphones, theremin, saxophone, cello, cowbone, and five international shortwave broadcasts composed specifically to come into the space, a five-track work where each track is transmitted from somewhere else in the world. That's quoting from the description at facebook.com/Requiem4Radio, the first letter of each of the three words capitalized. A classical piece for five voices will be sung where the bass comes, for example, from Nauen, the alto from Mosbrunn, the tenor from WRMI, etc. The European antennas are directed toward Canada and the rest of North America. There are three different broadcasts, identical on 3 days, and they're all at 23 to midnight UT on May 25th, 26th, and 27th. The frequencies will be from WRMI 11580, from WBCQ 5130, from Nauen, Germany 9690, from Mosbrunn, Austria 9620, and also on Boston Pirate Radio 6850, a QSL, is planned. Some services from China have unexpectedly shown up on some new frequencies. May 18th at 12:37, I found something in the Chinese language on 9700, where nothing was listed. Also the next day, on May 19th, at 1300 UT, there was a time signal of the type coming out of Beijing, but it was not parallel to 9680 CNR1 programming or jamming. Mauno Ritola, Jari Savolainen, and Wolfgang Büschel were also checking it out. And I also discovered that the Alki list had just made an addition, identifying what it was, CNR16, one of the many national programs or regional programs originating with China National Radio. World Radio TV Handbook calls CNR16 Voice of China Country and listed as on 720 kHz from Beijing only. But the 9700 hours, according to the Alki list, are 1100 until 1605, starting May 17th. And also on the air again from 2055 until midnight UT. Ron Howard forwards more information about it from the Japanese VBS radio.chobi.net, which in translation explains why this is happening. It's rather fractured, but it seems that medium wave 720 is currently down for maintenance, so they've brought up the shortwave frequencies to replace it at least until June 10th. technical renovation overhaul period, the Chinese Village Voice program by the two shortwave frequency on behalf of the broadcast. And the other one for the daytime is 17780 between 2230 and 1100 UT. A similar thing is happening with CNR 10, which is called, in translation, Voice of the Elderly. Until June 30th, it's off the air for technical renovation, and the shortwave frequencies replacing it are 9620 in the morning and evening and 17875 in the daytime. Frequency is 15190, which Ron Howard was hearing May 19th before 0500 UT. Mount Orichula identified the audio as Kazakh. It's CNR 17, the Kazakh service from China National Radio. Ron heard it again May 21st from 0840 until off at 0900 UT. A good signal on 15190 with nice music. There was a sign-off ID 3 minutes before and filler jazz music until it went off after time pips at the top of the hour. The schedule for that frequency is 03 until 09 UT. Ivo Ivanov then researched and found that there are a great many inactive frequencies of China National Radio, or CPBS, off apparently temporarily due to maintenance. All of these are in the new DX Listening Digest, number 17-21, via worldofradio.com. All of these concern the following programs: CNR 1, CNR 2, CNR 5, CNR 6, CNR 8, and especially CPBS in Tibet. Many of the well-known Tibetan frequencies are currently off. Ivo Ivanov, Bulgaria, reports that the strange service for Iran called Voice of Men has been canceled. It was 17 to 1730 UT via Pridnestrovia on Thursdays and Fridays only in Farsi on 7530. On May 11th and 12th, there was an open carrier dead air or Babcock music, and then nothing at all on May 18th or 19th. Ron Howard and Dan Sheedy in California and Bill Bingham in South Africa were surprised to hear Radio Japan in Japanese on 6015 at various times between 03 and 05 UT on May 20th and 21st, blocking Zanzibar. Well, that was a punch-up error at the relay site in France for NHK, supposed to be on 6105, where they had returned by May 22nd. Wolfgang Büschel made sure they knew about the error. Ron Howard was hearing something in Korean on 5995, May 18th, at 10 UT. It was Echo of Hope, or Voice of Hope, the clandestine for the North, which had moved down from their split frequency, 6003, where they and the North Korean jamming had been for many years. They also adjusted their 6348 frequency to 6350. I also ran across this a couple of hours later at 1219 UT and wondered what would happen at 13 when Radio New Zealand comes up on 5995. Well, indeed, there was a clash. I notified Adrian Sainsbury about the problem, and he did move RNZI to 6170, starting at 1259 UT, avoiding this problem. Since then, the Korean has switched back and forth between 6003 and 5995. We also had reports about this from Dan Shady in California and Chris Krug in Tulsa. Another South Korean clandestine for the North, called Voice of the People, has made some frequency changes. Ivo Ivanov sums it up that 3910 has replaced 3912, 3930 replaced 4557, and 6520 replaced 6518, all on the air from 0530 until 2330. Three other frequencies, which were already ending in zero, have not changed: 3480, 4450, and 6600. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio, 1879. Also bringing you the website worldofradio.com, archiving more and more shortwave and other information. Our thanks this week for financial support for these non-commercial ventures from John Chimizi in Springfield Gardens, New York, who sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Now is the time to hear Laos only shortwave frequency 6130. May 18th, around 12 UT, Ron Howard in California reported better than normal reception with indigenous music, and the gong rung seven times. Then he found out why it was clearer than normal. Mono Ritual reported on WRTH-FB that there's no interference from Tibet. All those frequencies are currently off the air. Frank Bast in France also says it's the first time he's heard Lao National Radio on 6130 at 1625 UT, signing off at 1630. Wolfgang Büchel in Germany was also hearing their morning broadcast at 2320 UT on May 23rd. Better reception using a remote in India, of course, measured on 6129.976. He first heard it at 2255 on his own receiver. Some major changes occurred in the Mexico City AM market on May 14th, as also reported by the GRA blog in Argentina. It's the Radio Centro Group, which owns several stations. But they've turned three of them off, 790, 1150, and 1030, and changed the programming around on the ones which remain. Programming of Radio Centro and El Fonografo will now be transmitted on 690, that's XEN. 1110 now is carrying news and reviving a format called Formato 21. That's XERED. As I mentioned earlier concerning the Korean radio war usurping 5995, Radio New Zealand International is now on 6170 from 1259 to 1858 on Saturdays and until 1650 on Sunday through Fridays. This is their AM transmitter. While I was in contact with Adrian Sainsbury, I asked him about something odd I saw on their website schedule a couple of weeks ago, indicating that they had two frequencies on air at once again, even though they had closed down one of their transmitters some time ago. He said, "We still have the original Thompson transmitter, which was retired last year. However, it is useful to use it to cover maintenance downtime on the newer main transmitter. It was also used recently to provide an AM service to the cyclone-hit islands during the period we need the main transmitter for our DRM service." To the shortwave programs mailing list, Stephen Clift informs us about how a shortwave radio network is helping to counter Boko Haram in Nigeria. A link to a story on Public Radio International. The text of the story is available, dated May 19th, as well as a link to the audio. It's about Radio Dandal Kura International, one of the latest stations, which was set up by David Smith. The schedule, according to Aoki, is currently 05 to 06 on 5960 and 06 to 07 on 7415 via Ascension, 07 to 08, 13810 via Wolferton, and in the evening 18 to 19 on 12050 via the UAE and 19 to 21 on the same via Wolferton. Of course, over here, that one is blocked by WEWN, but we do hear them in our evenings and their mornings on 5960 or 7415. I mentioned earlier that NBC Bougainville had come and gone again on 3325. Ron Howard says he's still hearing NBC Madang, Papua New Guinea, on 3260, such as May 21st until 1208 closing, with their usual Sunday show in Pidgin, with Christian songs. But he did not hear the syndicated show Island Praise with Stacy Rose. But here's another PNG reactivation, NBC Milne Bay, M-I-L-N-E, 3365. Ian in Australia says he was hearing it on May 22nd with speeches at 11:49. Maybe something to do with the impending election, so it'll pay to keep an ear on all the listed and currently or recently inactive PNG frequencies. More to last week's news that the Radio Logos in Peru had reactivated 4810. Ryan Clark in New Zealand tells us, responding to my recent signal report of good reception at 0920 here in New Zealand, engineer Wayne Borthwick advised, there were tech problems which we did not know about till recently. A shorted ballon on one of the four phased dipoles. Disconnecting that feed cable allowed the transmitter a more reasonable SWR using just the other three. Although, no doubt, the directional pattern is different, maybe favoring New Zealand. A new ballon is on the way. And regarding their proposed Pucallpa shortwave operation, Wayne said that license granting time is hard to predict, so he doesn't have a date for that one yet, hopefully ASAP. Wayne Borthwick, we recognize his name since he's previously helped out with technical problems at the Radio Verdad in Guatemala. Via Hans-Jörg Biener, a May 23rd press release from the U.S. Broadcasting Board of Governors tells us about their budget for the next fiscal year. $685.1 megadollars. That's the request, including transmission, program and staffing reductions across all BBG networks. VOA, Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, Office of Cuba Broadcasting, Radio Free Asia, and the Middle East Broadcasting Networks, and the International Broadcasting Bureau, including the Office of Technology, Services, and Innovation. This includes reducing, and in some cases eliminating, certain language service capacities, shifting away from shortwave transmissions where they have the least impact, and optimizing information technology. This request represents a 12.9% reduction from the FY 2017 enacted budget. Kim Elliott says his VOA radiograms are doomed. I will retire from VOA on June 23rd after 32 years as audience research analyst and broadcaster. Kim says I was hoping to continue to produce VOA radiograms as a contractor. I approached various BBG and VOA offices. They all declined. And therefore, the last VOA radiogram will be the weekend of June 17th and 18th. Money is not the issue. I'm willing to work cheap. My main interest is to be authorized to continue the show and maintain a VOA email address so I can keep in contact with the audience. The irony is that after retirement, I will finally have time to answer your email, but I will no longer have access to the VOA email system to do that. But the show must go on. In addition to the four weekly transmissions from Greenville, VOA Radiogram is also broadcast on WRMI twice on Sundays. I can hardly allow those half-hour slots to be filled by light recorded music. So beginning the following weekend of June 24th and 25th, a program similar to VOA Radiogram but with a new name and email address will be broadcast by WRMI. We might have seen this coming as Roger explains that Kim turned 65 this year. David Cole sends a very interesting article from the Wall Street Journal of May 23rd. You may want to look it up. How China managed to muffle the voice of America. The foreign ministry warned VOA's Beijing correspondent against interference. It's by Sasha Gong, who says, I was scheduled to interview the Chinese real estate and investment tycoon Guo Wenqi about his claims of extensive corruption in the Chinese Communist Party. Guo worked closely for years with Chinese intelligence and says he even financed their operations. He has lived abroad since 2015 and granted me a live interview in his New York apartment. He continues, I'm not aware of another instance in the 75-year history of VOA in which a foreign government has attempted to intervene with such force in the network's broadcast decisions. My colleagues and I argued our case in an hour-long meeting with VOA's upper management, but no agreement was reached. After much back and forth, they allowed us to do the interview, but ordered our producer to let it run no longer than 15 minutes. Ultimately, we broadcast live with Mr. Guo for 1 hour and 19 minutes before Washington pulled the plug. This was not enough time to paint the elaborate picture he can provide of the most powerful police state in human history. Four colleagues and I were placed on administrative leave, suspended with pay. Mr. Guo's full story remains to be told. Reputable news organizations should not shrink from it for fear of reprisal by the Chinese secret police. This is written by Ms. Gong, Voice of America's Mandarin Service Chief. No thanks to the F2 layer, but to sporadic E, there is now some activity on the 10-meter or even shorter wavelengths. May 20th at 22:27, I was looking for beacons and found one identifying as WJ50/B AL. That was NCW, of course, AL meaning Alabama. I found a huge list of beacons provided by this very ham, William Hayes, in Troy, Alabama, which says his beacon on 28289.3 is running 2 watts. However, I put it on 28289.90. For all the remaining times of World of Radio and other DX programs on WRMI and all other stations in English, check my updated DX SWL media programs page via worldofradio.com. An update on the new shortwave station in Nevada, KIMF, which has been trying to get on the air for a sesquidecade. Mike Terry says, according to Mauno Ritla on the WRTH FB group, he just got a reply from KIMF advising that the new on-air target date is mid-July. They keep registering schedules on three frequencies with HFCC and FCC on 6065, 9300, and 13570. Brian D. Smith, W9IND, says, my ham radio club, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Amateur Radio Club, is running its annual W9IMS special event, Triad, commemorating the major auto races at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, the Grand Prix, which was May 7th to 13th, the Indy 500, May 22nd to 28th, and the Brickyard 400, July 17th to 23rd. There's a brand new array of three colorful QSL cards and a certificate for those who work all three special event operations this year. SWLs are welcome to submit reception reports toward the same cards. More information at www.w9ims.org. Or for current frequencies, check www.dxsummit.fi. I add that the Indy races, not just the 500, are usually broadcast by WHRI on shortwave, but we have no information on the exact times or frequency. I suggest you tune around during the Indy 500. I've noticed that one of my nearby stations, KLEY 1130 in Wellington, Kansas, has been missing off the air since at least May 20th as of May 24th. The propagation outlook from Boulder, quiet conditions likely, May 25th through June 9th with A&K indices of only 5 and 2. Solar flux dropping from 76 May 27th to 70 June 4th to 8th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio, 1879.